Well, the union movement is distancing itself from these violent protests, which it says are being orchestrated by right-wing extremists and anti-vaxxers. Michelle O'Neill is the president of the ACTU. Michelle, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
These thousands of people rampaging through the streets of Melbourne, many of them in high-vis vests, some of them in union T-shirts. How much responsibility does the union movement accept for what's happened in the streets of Melbourne this week?
Well, Fran, we need to be really clear. The union movement completely condemns what's been happening on the streets of Melbourne in the last 2 days. And you need to point out that, in fact, it began with an attack on a union office. So this was not a protest led by unions. It, in fact, is a protest that started with an attack on a union and its members' property. It's also something that we just are very clear that we know, and you heard this reinforced by the Deputy Commissioner, that there are some construction workers in this crowd. We don't doubt that, but we also know that it's been organised, fuelled and led by far-right and anti-vax professionals. And this is something that needs to be called out. It needs to be called out at the very highest level by, of course, unions, which we are doing. We are opposing this. We're asking people not to participate. But it also needs to be called out by every leader in this country, including the federal government, who I've got to say have not done enough to provide clear information and to condemn this sort of activity. And Fran, this did not start on Monday. The rise of the anti-vax far right and misinformation and fear-mongering, the causing of division, has been happening online, in the media, in Parliament, even within the federal government's own ranks, and we're yet to see the federal government come out and condemn this. And then you have members of that government actually calling this a freedom protest. Now, that is deadly and dangerous messaging, and the Prime Minister needs to call it out and call out every effort that's being made around the country to actually put our people and our community and our health at more risk.
And as the Deputy Commissioner said, and it's been revealed online, posts suggesting people don the high vis so they look like construction workers, so there's no doubt there was infiltration of what most believed was going to be a union rally or a construction workers rally. There were construction workers there. How concerned are you that, given what you just said there about this building online in online spaces for months now, that some blue-collar unions are being targeted by fringe groups and anti-vaxxers and infiltrating? Are you concerned about that?
Well, I definitely know the targeting is true, but I also know that there's been very strong resistance and responsibility taken by unions to be providing their members with really clear information. We've been doing our part. We want every single person to get vaccinated. We've been, in fact, running our own national campaign about the need to get vaccinated and how important it is, because unions fundamentally, Fran, are about safety as well as about workers' rights. And in fact, safety is a really key element of workers' rights, and it's something we've historically fought for in many different ways, and this is no different. We will make sure that people get the information they need. But the other thing to note is that unions are also a reflection on society, and there is a small group of people that are strongly anti-vax, and there's also people that are still undecided. And we need to recognise that, and the unions are doing our part to try and make sure people have got clear, good information, make sure they understand why it's actually in our collective benefit. Individually, it's going to save lives, but also it'll mean people get back to work, get out of lockdown, get back to the sort of life we all dream about if we manage to get those vaccination rates up high.
There is plenty of vaccine around now. There is plenty around now. So, you know, the union has been at loggerheads with the Victorian government over the issue of vaccine mandates. The ACTU doesn't support mandatory vaccine either. But the union, particularly cranky, as we heard yesterday, about mandatory vaccines, the closure of tea rooms, and a union proposal for better pay but with no rest break. And from that, does that give a license to those who are anti-vaccine and see this as a freedom issue? You know, is that what's triggered the assault on CFMEU headquarters here?
Well, I need to correct you about what the union movement and the ACTU's view is about this. We've been clear from the very start that you've got to follow the very best health advice. And our view is that the way to get people over hesitancy or fear about the vaccine is to provide education and support.
I understand
but where
that.
There is public... But where there is public health orders, where the experts that are part of the public health response say that a mandate is necessary, we support that. So we don't support random employers deciding one day I'm going to put a mandate on.
I see.
But where it is driven by expert advice and it's a public health order, we do support it.
More than 330 COVID cases have been linked to construction sites. You know, you talked about the public health order there. Do you think the government had any option to close down the industry? And if, as you say, you support the public health order, which is for a mandatory vaccination, but the CFMEU, one of the key unions in Victoria, does not support that. So is there, and clearly the nurses' union does not support that. It was very unhappy. It said, you know, they're sick of watching protesters fight for their right to overwhelm our health system. Are we seeing a divided union movement here as one of the sort of consequences of this pandemic?
No, I think what we've seen throughout the pandemic is, in fact, unions working together in a way that I've been really proud of about really, you would not believe the amount of resources, time, effort, coordination that's gone into making sure workers are safe, making sure people have PPE, making sure people have aren't being put in unsafe circumstances, taking action to make sure that workers know what's going on and have access to the information that will make a difference. But it is, of course, also the case that people represent the members of their industry and sectors. And think about the nurses. The nurses are the largest union in Australia, and they every day have workers and other workers in the health system that are saving our lives and that are working extraordinary long shifts, who are uncomfortable, who are brave, who are relentless in their efforts. And I understand their anger. I understand their anger about the fact that the people on the streets who have been taking this action are actually spreading deadly misinformation. And so, anything that restricts our capacity to get through this and help people get vaccinated and understand the truth about this is something that they will be upset about, and I agree with that.
So what do you want the CFMEU leadership, John Setka, and the federal leadership to do today? Because another day of protests is mooted, apparently. Even the CFMEU leadership accept that maybe 40 to 50% of these protesters are tradies. Some of them are CFMEU members. Can they be doing more, and what should they be doing today?
Well, the leadership of the CFMEU, including John Setka, including their National Secretary, have condemned this and asked their members to stay away and not participate. Their message could not be clearer that this is not something that the union supports, and in fact, as I said, began with an attack on their union and an attack on their officials and fearful staff inside their building when their property was being damaged. They don't support it. They've asked construction workers to stay away, and I can just reinforce that message. This is not in the interest of working people. This is not union. I've been in a lot of union marches in the streets of Melbourne, Fran. I know what a union protest is like. It's strong, it's passionate, but it's diverse, and it's one that also is built on discipline and principles about people peacefully protesting. That is not what you're seeing on the streets of Melbourne.
Michelle O'Neill, thanks for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Michelle O'Neill is president of the ACTU. We did invite the IR Minister, Michaela Cash, onto the program, but so far have not received a response.